Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and we are always happy to have you and you wherever you might be at this time. We pray that your family is safe. We're praying that God is always keeping his promises. God love you. He care for you. And love always looks out. Father, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus, what you are doing. We thank you, Lord, for stretching your hand of deliverance upon those that are listening, God, wherever they might be. Lord, we know you are able. Because you spoke one day, you said, let there be light. And there was light. And God, because of your love and cannot be intimidated and deceived, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for looking on your creations. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us wherever we are that you love us. And we thank you, Lord, that could come by and breathe on this broadcast, those that are listening, those that are going through the virus and the stress. Lord, give them the peace of mind that you said that in your word, Lord, you said, peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. And we thank you for it. Lord, we ask you to bless them. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host. Our endeavor is always to bring you the truth from a grassroots level. Amen. We all listeners to call in and share their biblical experience that we all can grow thereby. Amen. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpening iron, and a friend can sharpen his the countenance of his friend. In other words, whatever you know and I know, we can, amen, perk each other up, encourage each other. Maybe it might be a song, a hymn, a word, a dream, or testimony somebody might give that give you the full understanding that God is with you, he cares for you, and he's never going to leave you. Because Proverbs 24:6 says, the multitude of counselors, there's safety. And we here at Doctrine of Truth, for you and you and you, amen, our desire to make things simple, amen, that we can, amen, we can learn from each other. We can learn from each other. Amen. Remember 2 Timothy 3:16. All scriptures, Paul was talking to the young minister, he says, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable now for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped in every good work. Amen. Amen. And righteousness is doing what God tells you to do, living right. Amen. God, amen, standards and God's commandments. Amen. All scriptures. Amen. Time Paul was writing to Timothy. Amen. He was quoting from many of the New Testament. Was quoted from many of the Old Testament scrolls, the prophets before them, and what they had seen. heard. Amen. It was handed down. Amen. And Paul was writing, amen, through the parchment, writing a letter, epistle, amen, to Timothy and tell him, amen, the Old Testament is our schoolmaster. It's the ABCs, what God has done. And his son Jesus came, amen, and was showing the love of God, amen, in the flesh, walking, talking, amen, manifesting itself, amen. God believe in communication. He's a God of communication, amen. He communicate with you, vision and dreams, amen, songs and hymns, amen. We thank God for the Bible. You hear many times on this broadcast, many of you, amen. What type of Bible have you invested in? Amen. Nothing wrong with the old King James Bible. It's known all over the world, King James Bible. Amen. But make sure you have the right translations. Amen. We have the King James Bible, we have the Amplified Bible, American Standard, amen, and the New International Bible. Amen. So making sure that you have some of these mainstream Bibles that was here before you, because a lot of this information that's coming out today is misinformation. And Jesus said in the book of Matthews, amen, be not deceived, be not misled. Amen. In the Old Testament time, in the book of Genesis, Adam and Eve was deceived, deceptionly misled. They was misled, misinformed about God. And the devil knows God's word. He knows, amen, who God is. He was defeated, kicked out, evicted. He came to earth to make war with all of God's people and people in general. Amen. Regardless of whoever you are, he just don't like you. Amen. He doesn't like your image. Amen. You was made in the image. In the book of Genesis, God made man his image. Amen. So when the devil look at any human being, doesn't matter what color, pigmentation, what language he speak, he just don't like the image. Amen. He doesn't like that. He want to distort two arms. He want to give you five arms. One head, he want to give five, two or three heads. Four or five legs. He want to distort, destroy any human being. And especially when he make you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. One thing he always do, amen, try to discourage you about Christ. Amen. But nevertheless, we have the victory. We have the victory. Taste and see. Taste and see. Amen. If we're reading from the book of Psalms, 34th division of Psalms, amen. And David himself, when he was running from Amalek, amen, David, when he changed his behavior before Amalek. And you know the story of David, many of you know the story of David, how God, amen, has helped him through many things, amen, helped and delivered him, amen. And so David writing here, and we're just going to use a portion of this to open up the broadcast, amen. 34th division of Psalms, he said, I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord is encamped round about them that fear him and deliver them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Amen. We're going to stop here as you're going down, but let's go down a little bit further. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lion do lack and suffer hunger. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and love many days, that he may see good? Keep thy mouth from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Peace and pursue peace. We are, amen, the children of God. We are the beatitude. We have an attitude of being peacemakers. Amen. And we are, an attitude is everything. Amen. It's everything. Amen. You have an attitude about getting up, cooking, walking. Amen. Whatever drives you is everything. Amen. But David has said, amen, sometimes we seek peace, but we don't pursue it. Amen. We don't drive after it, try to make peace. Amen. Oh, taste and see. Amen. You know, someone had offered you, amen, helped, amen, and you might be in the water, in the ocean, and you desire to make your own way across the lake, the ocean, and you find yourself, amen, not being successful, not being successful. Maybe you're not a swimmer, amen. Someone come along and say, listen, join me, and amen, join us in this ship here, amen. We give you all the gear you need, amen, swimming gear, motors, everything you need and more, amen, because you become a part of our team, and we're crossing this river, and we'll do it together. Amen. We have a great captain. Amen. He wants everybody to be saved. He doesn't want nobody to be sinking. He doesn't want anybody to drown. Amen. So you decide to catch on and say, well, you know, that sounds good. And you see many other people on this ship encourage you to come on. Come on. Amen. Don't try to drown yourself. It ain't worth it. Amen. Destroying yourself. Amen. When somebody can give you something free. Amen. All he wants you to do is keep the rules and regulation on the ship. That's all he wants you to do. When we cross on the other side, amen, you're going to have many more blessings and things. But right now, amen, you need all the help and equipment you can. But one thing I want you to remember, amen, that you're still in the water. One thing you need to know, we're still on this ocean. We're still in this, amen, we still have storms, we have rain, amen. Sometimes, amen, the weather get bad, the ship will rock, but it will not sink. Amen. So this is what David is saying. Amen. David, many of you know the story of David, his life, amen, from a child. God trained him up to be a warrior, amen, to be a king. He fought, amen. He had to run from Saul. He made a lot of mistakes. He made a lot of mistakes. But nevertheless, God was with him and talked to him personally, amen, from mouth to mouth. Amen. God talked with David, amen, and he had prophets dealing with come to David and talk to David. God had men to come, amen. And he found out, amen, as long as he was with God, God delivered him. He had enemies, but God delivered him. So this is what this is about, down to make it simple as possible. Amen. Many of you maybe have heard about the church and heard about Christ and heard about this, amen, about religion, amen. Then finally you decided to come to God, come to Christ. But nevertheless, there's a lot of, amen, disinformation out there, many deception, misleading comments, amen, all type of problems and things, amen. This stop your decision making about coming and trying to be a part of Jesus Christ, accepting him as your Lord and Savior. You felt you were comfortable with God, you love God, you care for God, but nevertheless, to give fully your life over to Christ. Amen. You are not really sure that you want to just give up, amen, because you feel so comfortable, amen, And this is what David is saying, that you need to, amen, not only just look at a good meal, not only just look at a good piece of transportation to try, but you need to just try it with your life. Amen. People have told you about certain dishes, told you about different food, or told you about transportation or trips or vacation. Then you just have to make up your mind and say, well, you know what? I'm going to go and try this. I'm going to go and try and see what it is. Amen. By fully committing yourself over. Amen. Walking is one thing to say you love God, you accept God as your Lord and Savior. Then that's when all the information, misinformation start coming up, telling you that, well, you know, this, that, and this is what I heard. This is what I heard people say. This is what the situation is. But one thing about Jesus made a promise. He made a promise, and it's all through the Bible. It's all through the Bible. One thing he told Joshua, amen, after his servant, he says, my servant Moses is dead. The ninth verse of Joshua, the first chapter, he said, but I have commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you may go. All through the Bible, God had pledged, I'm with you. I'm with you. Amen. And then the Psalm 34, amen, speak of, he says, that the angel of the Lord is encamped around about them that fear him and delivered him. God got promises. Every child of God have an angel. We have a guardian angel. Amen. He's in the book of Acts, when he speaks of how when Peter was in prison, amen, and the angel let him out. He was knocking on the door. His disciples, they was having prayer. Amen. Peter was in prison just before Easter. Amen. And then they had and everybody, the lady went to the door and looked out there and said, Peter out there, and said, no, that's not Peter. Must be his guardian angel. You have to understand that God have a guardian angel by you. He has, in the spirit world, is different. Amen. We have to trust God. We have to trust his word. And Jesus is Lord and Savior. When you dig into God's word, amen, just like you would go and dig into a good meal, a good restaurant, or really get involved in something, amen. You want to see what's behind the closed doors. You want to know what's really going on. Amen. So you really get involved in who wrote this, who this, that, and the other. Amen. We have a guardian angel, those that accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, because of what? They're the enemy out there. Amen. He came here to make war with all human beings. He came to make war. Amen. Here on earth. Amen. According to God's word, he came to this earth to make war. Amen. For every human being that's walking this earth, amen, the devil desired that you be destroyed. You might not like it, amen, but he brought disease. He brought the virus. Amen. He brought death. Amen. Everything that's going on in this world, Satan brought it. Amen. He come to destroy people. Amen. He came to tear up everything God has. But because of the power of the church, the power of God, amen, he will not destroy God's people. He can't destroy God's people. Amen. The word of God can go on like it was. The Bible said that the word, amen, heaven and earth will pass away. One jot and one tilt of God's word will pass away. Amen. So God loves you so much. Amen. He cares for you. And he's not going to let things destroy you. He's not going to let the fallen angels destroy you. So he protecting you. Amen. He looks all around you. And he say, I'm going to be with you always. Because what? You have made a commitment. Those of you, amen, know how valuable it is, amen, for whatever you say, illegal, and you involved in legal matters, making vows of marriages, or telling someone you're going to pick them up. Be simply, I'll be there. They take your word for it. God takes your word for what you say. Amen. You say you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior and ask God to forgive you of your sins. He takes that. He looks at your heart and see whether or not you're truthful about what you are saying. Amen. So he weighs the matter of your heart because of the fact, amen, in the book of Revelation, he said, all liars shall have their part in the lake. Amen. So if you say you love God and you want God to commit your life to God, amen, he'll help you. Because Jesus came to this earth, he know what the situation is. He know what the conditions are. He walked this earth. He know what we're going through. And that's why it's so important, amen, to learn. He say, taste and see that God will stand with you. After you made your commitment to Christ, amen, and walk this earth, amen, begin to love God, amen. He knows what's going on in this world. He know the condition. He know the problems. He know the trials and tribulation. He know the diseases. That's why Jesus came, amen, to heal. Healing started in the church. Amen. All through the Bible, if you study out, healing started in the church. God sent healing through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And Jesus, he came healing. If you didn't see him preaching, he was healing the blind, the halt. Amen. He's not a deceiver. He's a healer. Amen. He's not a deceiver. Amen. God doesn't lie, right? Because he come to undo the work of the devil. The things that the devil did, he come to undo the works of the devil. So God be with you always. Amen. He's not going to turn against you. Amen. In Psalms 34, we're reading in 19, say, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of all them. Amen. We live on this earth. We walk this earth. Amen. They always have recalls about the foods contaminated. Amen. They always have a recall on the cars. They have a recall because man made it. It's going to be a recall. Things happen. Situations happen. Amen. But we have to love God with all our heart. But once you begin to taste, in other words, get involved. Take the word taste and get involved. Amen. Really, you love God. You care for God. But you kind of slowly say, well, I don't know. I've been trusting myself for over 100 years, and I don't know what to take up other people's teaching. I know what it took for me to survive. Amen. And you start reading the Bible, and the Bible says to tell you, do not steal. The Ten Commandments. Do not steal. Amen. Do not false witness against your neighbor. Don't lie. Amen. Do not steal. Do not murder. Amen. Love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Give. You know, you start listen to all this teaching that Jesus began to say, and you from the Old Testament to the New Testament, amen, in the book of Matthews, and God breaks it down through his son, Jesus Christ. And they say, well, I don't know about all this. I don't know about all this. But that's where the growth is, when you begin to take Jesus' yoke, take Jesus' teaching upon you. Amen. That's what tasting is. Take Jesus' yoke upon you and begin to learn of him and begin to let go, amen, of your decision-making. Put God first in prayer. Say, Lord, I want you to, I'm going ready to do this. Is this okay? I want you to go before me, help me, show me. Amen. Then you begin to see what he's talking about. Amen. Because once God come into your life, accepting him as your Lord and Savior, confessing it with your mouth, amen, begin to read his word, amen, your mind begin to renew, amen, accept him and pray, amen, and the Holy Spirit come into your life and renew your life, amen, give you a new feeling, a new encouragement. You don't feel alone anymore. He doesn't change your house, your car, no, brother, he don't change your clothes, your bank account. No, he changed you first on the inside. He began to change you. Paul said, old things begin to pass away. The more you commit yourself, amen, just like those of you, amen, learn how to drive, learn how to cook, learn how to, any new thing, you have to learn. Amen. You know how it's hard to put on seatbelts? Then the more you start putting on seatbelts, it's easy. It's just like getting in the car, turning the key on, you put the seatbelt on. Amen. Become a second nature to you. Amen. You don't have to, you split your left foot, the right foot. You know what, which one is gas, which one is brakes. But it takes a little practice. It takes a little practice. Amen. Because what you're fully involved, you're looking at the big picture, what the car going to do for you, what transportation does for you. Amen. So the same thing with Christ. Amen. Yes, it's a little hesitant in the beginning of time. Amen. You need to get out to a place of worship. I know it's a little hard now, but when you can assemble yourself, maybe like now in electronic means, face-to-face, in a Zoom book, electronics, a place where you can sit down with people that really committed, amen, really committed to help you be successful in Christ, amen. And we still walk in this earth now. That's part two of salvation. You still walk in this earth, and God is growing from the inside out, amen. As long as you're in this earth, amen, you're going to be confronted with situations and temptation and deception. So that's all the devil do. That's his number one weapon of choice, deception and temptation. Amen. Because he wants you to go astray. He wants you to make the wrong decision. Amen. And then he would be hot, like the older people said many years ago, amen, he threw a rock and hide his hand. You wonder where that come from. Who told you that? No proof to it, no information about it. Amen. So you make a decision. When you get to a part where you have to make a decision, keep praying, keep reading. And Jesus said, at the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. All right, those of you that's coming in for the first time, amen, or just haven't used this program before and how we work here, amen, you just go on your phone and you press 1 and our technician will put you in. You dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. If you have a comment, a dream, a vision, or something you want to share, we don't fight. And all I do is give out your area code and your last 4 digits. You don't have to give out your name. And you don't have to hang up. Amen. We'd be glad to hear what you're saying. Look like now we're at area code 561, and the last 4 digits is 1413. We're in the studio. God bless you.
Oh, take and see. Lord, have mercy. God bless Bishop. God bless everybody in Blog Talk Radio land. Jesus Christ International Ministries and everybody affiliated and appreciated. Good God, this is Pastor Brown. I just want to say I can taste and see that God is good, because when I was feeling down and I was in that water face down, I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. But God made a way, and he's giving me strength right now. And I want to just say thank y'all for your empowerment and your encouragement. Amen. Saints, I'm feeling like God just wants us to get closer and closer, get back focused with him and stop falling for the old hocus pocus. You know, I know I'm guilty of it, so I'm tightening up the line so I'll spiritually and naturally be fine. I love y'all and thank you. Keep on keeping on.
God bless you, man of God. Good to hear from you. Amen. Good to hear you back and strong. God has been healing. God is a healer. Amen. Jesus is a healer. He promised. He promised and he keep his promises. Amen. All right, you can just press 1 on your phone. We'll see you wherever you are. Amen. We thank God for you and you and you and you and you. Amen. Don't be ashamed to make a comment. Just like you're talking to your friend down the street, across town. You know, you make a call. Amen. And you will begin to discuss matters and same way. All right, we're at 386 area code. The last 4 digits is 7891. Go right ahead.
Yes, good evening. I had an experience that I wanted to share. Can you hear me?
Go right ahead.
Yes, I had an experience that I wanted to share. I was driving what some people term as the Council of Aging bus, and I was delivering some food to an 87-year-old gentleman, and he was blind. Mm-hmm. He shook me by my hand and thanked me for the deliverance of food, and he asked me what my name was, and I told him my name, you know, brother. And he said, I see you. I said, how do you see me in your blind? He said, I'm going to share with you the eye of faith. He said, I'm going to give you a poem. If I'm a man of God, you'll remember it forever and a day. If I'm not a man of God, it'll leave you and you'll never bring it back up again. And he left something in my spirit that was so powerful. He wouldn't let my hand go, but this is what he shared with me. It was a poem. He said, speak of a man as you find him. Since you're alone, what do you see? If a man be blamed, be reminded, from fault there is none of us free. If the veil of the mind could be torn and the thoughts written upon the brow, many would be passed and scorned that's loaded with honors now. When I left his house, I was put on a fast. Didn't really understand what a divine fast was, but it was a seven-day run. And this journey was so wonderful, I began to have a panoramic vision of spiritual television. And I began to see how God made man upright, but man sorted out evil inventions. And I just wanted to share that because he gave me one scripture that was so powerful. And you mentioned that scripture this evening. Oh, taste and see. And man, I've been tasting and seeing ever since then. And I spit out religion and I eat righteousness. And I chew 32 times, then I digest. God bless you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Amen. God bless you. Man of God, God bless you. God bless you. All right. All right, we're in the studio. We are ready. Amen. Iron sharpening iron. Proverbs 27:17. Encouraging one another, helping one another. Amen. Amen. To help you to walk that walk and keep on walking with Christ. Amen. The Lord say, I never forsake you. Amen. All right, you can push one on your phone. We have our technician to put you in. Amen. I'll read this scripture, Psalms 139:18, while we're waiting. 139:18. He said, if I should count them, they would be more in the number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Amen. Old Testament battles. Amen. And Jesus said, amen. And Amos, one of the minor prophets, 5th chapter, the 14th verse, is a seek good and do and not evil, that you may live. For the Lord God of hosts will be with you as you have spoken. Amen. All through the Old Testament. Amen. All the way even to the New Testament, Jesus summed it up. Jesus said, I'll be with you. Matthew 28:20. Amen. Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Taste and see. Amen. He's with you. He's surrounding you. He's walking with you. Amen. All right, you can push one on your phone. We're in the studio. This is your time. Amen. For the wonderful pouring, the man of God has finished giving us. Amen. And this broadcast can be heard again. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/ JCI Ministries, amen. You can have Doctrine of Truth. You can hear this broadcast again, entirety, amen, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, amen. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.org, amen. God bless you. All right, we have a lot of time left, not too much, but you can press one on your phone. We're talking about Amen. Being active. Being active in your faith in Christ. Being active. It's one thing. Amen. Yes, you have a home in heaven. Yes, God save you. But in order to really come full victorious and your faith to grow, amen. Matthew 7:7, he says, seek and you'll find. Knock and the door be open. Amen. That's one of the scriptures he gave me earlier in my ministry. Seek and you'll find. Amen. The enemy used that. The devil used that. They got people out there stealing. They're running to and fro until they find what they're looking for. Amen. Breaking in houses, cars, banks. Amen. Anything they can find. But they're looking. They're looking. Amen. But it all stemmed from God. The enemy, he was in heaven. He learned things. He saw things. He know what we should be doing. Amen. So he takes it and he mislead us. He mislead us. You very have to be very mindful, amen, about your actions and what you're doing. But he will send a man and woman, amen. Angels to direct you. Angels to encourage you. They're with you. They're around you. Amen. They are your guardian angels. They are here because we still live in this world. Amen. We haven't gone home yet. We haven't gone to heaven yet, to the new mansion in heaven. All right, press 1 on your phone. Amen. Our technician will put you in. Amen. Might be another poem out there. It might be another testimony. It might be another encouraging word. Amen. Someone have given you. Amen. Why you walk in this, to help you and direct you in the right way. Sometimes we overlook. Amen. God have ways and means to lead us in the right way. All right, we're at 561. 1-5-1-4-1-3.
But praise the Lord. All right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I couldn't pass up this opportunity. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I will praise his holy name. Once you had a touch of Jesus, you would never be the same. Once you had a touch of Jesus, you would never be the same. Can I get an amen? That's all I got, but praise the Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. You was actually a little bit there in the book of Hebrews, the 13th chapter. Amen. When Hebrews was saying, amen, Paul's writing, I'm saying it was Paul, the apostle. Amen. The 13th chapter. Amen. Amen. All right, you can press 1 on the phone. We don't want to take up anybody else's time. Amen. We don't want to take up anyone else's time concerning the 6th chapter of Hebrews. Amen. Because we will go into prayer after, amen, after when we get closer to the time. Hebrews 6, he said, it's impossible, 6:4. It's impossible for those who were once enlightened, have tasted the heavenly gifts, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, if they have tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come, if they fall away, renew them again unto repentance, and seeing that they crucify themselves, the Son of God, afresh, and put them into open shame. Go back, nothing wrong, 1 John 1:9, say, if we say that we have not sinned, amen, in this contaminated, wicked world, amen. So you have not sinned, and you're telling a lie. Amen. There's no man walking this earth have righteous of what have not. He have sinned some type of way in his mind, in his, I guess his fellow man, his anything he have done wrong. All he have to do is confess your sin. Confess your sin. 1 1:9 says, First John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But we say that we have not sinned, we have made him a liar, and his word is not in us. Amen. Amen. Yes, you can have faults. Amen. Situations come up, things come up. But thank God for the umbrella of repentance. And the Holy Spirit reminds you, say, oh, Lord, forgive me. I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to do this. Amen. Holy Spirit, amen, and put you right back in standard with God. Press 1 on your phone. We are in the studio. You can press 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Might be a song or a hymn. Amen. A spiritual song. Amen. Remember, amen, we are in the times of sorrow, Jesus said. We're in the times of sorrow. Amen. But he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. God has never left his people. God has never left us abandoned. He never abandoned his people. Amen. He gave up too much. He gave his only begotten son. It's more than money. He gave his son, gave his life. He gave his life. Amen. And to let you know that he loves you. We're in a time of sorrow, sickness, and disease. And this is why, amen, we need the Lord. We need him. He protected us. Amen. But he's still in control. God is still, the love is still in control. He's still in control. Amen. If it wasn't so, there would be no church. There'd be no Bible studies. God is still in control. Might not look like it, brother, but he is. And he said so. He said, if he can foresee, as he foresee that he saw the sickness and disease, perilous time and earthquakes and walls and rumors of walls, he know what the end is going to be. The end is not yet, but he knows. Nobody knows but God. Amen. Nobody knows but God. So we should be encouraged and just hold on to the faith. Hold on to the safety. You might have some that started out with Christ and things look like it got so sorrowful. Conditions began to affect, which is true. Amen. We have body, soul, and spirit, and the natural man, we go through a lot of strains and pains. Amen. And some have gone through a lot now in the hospitals. Amen. And but God is still with us. He's still with us. Amen. Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Comforter. You see why he called him the Comforter. He is able to comfort you in these storms. Amen. In these times of sorrows. But the biggest thing about what Jesus said, amen, but be not deceived. When these things come up, God is still with you. Amen. He's still with you. He's in you. He's walking with you and talking with you, encouraging you. Amen. And this is what he said. Now, be not misled. Be not, to say this, the deception is being misled, being misinformed, giving out the form, wrong information. Amen. That spirit of deception, spirit of disencouragement. Amen. Always want to be negative. Talk to yourself. Say, well, why are you talking like this? Why are you thinking like this? Amen. Why are you being worried like this? God is with me. God care for me. Amen. Kind of up as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So is he. That's powerful. As you think, it's powerful. Amen. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen. This doesn't mean that you're weak or you're being discouraged. No. As you think, amen. If you can believe it and trust it, amen, you believe it, amen, you can receive it. because what you put energy and time involved. Amen. The power of one person can do a lot. Press one on your phone, brethren. We're working it down now. Studio is going down. And our time is getting short. Amen. Don't leave unless you have something in your heart and mind you'd like to say. Amen. If you have encouraged someone else, amen, some great powerful words that went out prior to it, you can always go back to this broadcast again, like we said. Amen. You can go to Blog Talk Radio on your computer.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. You said Doctrine of Truth. There are many more broadcasts there. Amen. Over the years. Amen. 3 or 4 years. Amen. And you can. All right. I think we have someone coming in. Amen. Over 3 or 4 years. Amen. It can be listened to or call a friend, tell a friend to be sitting and listen with you. Some of these testimonies is here. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. All right, go right ahead. You got a call? Go right ahead.
Yes, good evening. Good evening. I'm just enjoying this.
God bless you.
Tonight. Oh, hello?
Yes, go right ahead. Go
hello?
Ahead. Yes,
go right ahead.
Just
enjoying the lesson on tonight. Oh, taste and see. I just want to encourage someone out there.
All right, you're breaking up. I think we have a little technical problem here. Okay, we're breaking up a little bit. Go right ahead. Okay, I think we're having a technical problem here on that call. Amen. Just push one again. Amen. I think we kind of lost them a little bit. Amen. Amen. We understand it. Be encouraged. Just call back or either press one again. We kind of lost him. Amen. God is good all the time. Amen. If it wasn't so, amen. He know his creation. We are, like David said, we just a blade of grass. Amen. We like a vapor going through the land. Amen. He knows about us. He sees us. Amen. Once he knows and sees us, amen. All right, caller, go right ahead. Press one, go right ahead.
All yes, right. You hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Good evening. I'm enjoying this lesson on tonight, Old Taste. And see, I just want to encourage someone out there tonight. You know, there's time we'll go to a restaurant and we'll see something new on the menu. Something we've never seen before. The first thing we heard is, oh, man, I want to taste that and see. But I said to you tonight, someone, I don't care what you're going through, how long you've been going through it, I double dare you. Just take a taste of Jesus Christ in your life. No matter what we all have went through something in life. But I want to encourage someone's heart tonight. Taste and see that God is good. And once you taste God, you will never be the same. I mean, when you really get your teaspoonful of taste, like David did. See, David loved the Lord. And see, we have to love him. And once you love him and trust him, your life will never be the same. God bless you. It's my prayer.
God bless you, caller. Amen. Amen. Once you get involved, you know, David got involved and he sought after God to help him. Amen. You got to really seek after God. Make him first. Make him first in your life. Amen. By other words, making him first, how you make him first. Get up in the morning and pray. Read the Bible. Amen. That everywhere you want to go, say, well, you know, Lord, go with me. Go with this, that, and the other. Because he's alive. He's not dead. Amen. The Holy Spirit is there all the time. And during David them time, amen. The prophets came to David. Amen. That prophets, amen, they came and brought what God's word to his people. Amen. And then God visited many of his people. Amen. Personally. Amen. So once you seek after him through prayer and dedication, you really get the assurance in your spirit, in your heart, that he's alive. You'll seek him. You'll seek him. Oh, yeah, you know he's alive above all the devils and liars. He'd be right there with you all the time. And sometimes it take a good old favorite song that you like, and the Holy Spirit will come to you. Amen. You know, a good old hymn that you like to read. Oh, yes. You can feel the encouragement, feel the Spirit of God. Amen. All right. All right, let's press one on your phone. We'll be able to get ready to go into prayer. Amen. We want to pray for all those that are just starting out in Christ, or those that you know, your brother and sister, amen, going through trials and tribulations in situations, amen. Put your arms around them. Put your arms around them and encourage them. Let them know he's still alive. Amen. He knows about pain and suffering now. That's what the cross is about. And some religions say no such thing that God will allow his son to go through all that pain and suffering. Oh, he did that because he wants you to know, amen, that pain and suffering, amen, was a legal step he did, amen, and also to let you know there's no avenue that you're going through that he haven't been there before you. Amen. He been there. He been there. And that's your assurance. That's your peace. Jesus said, amen, taste and see. Amen. See, my yoke is easy. And my burdens is light. Amen. All right, press one on your phone. We're getting ready now to move in close to prayer. Amen. Some of you might have we'll take one more testimony or one more comment. Amen. Concerning maybe have God have helped you in a natural. Amen. You already got your name and passport and your home in heaven. That's what you have to remember. That's what you're keeping by what following the rules and regulation of Christ. Amen. And the law of the land and his commandments. That's your prize. Amen. For following God. God does give out rewards and prizes and blessings. Amen. For following him. Amen. But you have to remind yourself, amen, just don't let your hat down and let your coat down. Well, I'm saved now. And let the devil throw things at you. No, that's rebuking. Amen. And don't let him just give you information. You run out. No. You got to read your Bible. Amen. Seek the truth. Amen. Seek the truth. The truth shall make you free. Amen. See if God is for it. He wants to be blessed. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be healed. He wants you to be this. Amen. But you got to grow into it. You got to go into it. All right. We take one more caller. And we're going into prayer. Amen. We're going into prayer. Praying for all those that are going through the virus. All those that this is a time of sorrow. It's a time, amen, of pulling together. Amen. We need each other. We need each other. All right, let's go into prayer now. Let's go into prayer. Amen. One of the more blessed communication we have with our Lord and Savior is privilege, is prayer. 561-1413. You in the studio. Prayer. 561-1413. Amen. All right. God bless you. 561-5981. Prayer. God bless you.
We thank you again, Lord. We thank you again for another great week, dear God. Father, we ask your God to continue, your Lord, blessing the man of God as he come forth week by week teaching us, oh God. Father, we ask you to bless the listeners, oh God. Right now, Father, we want to ask you to bless those, oh God, that's out of the heart of safety. Those that going through this corolla, this situation we're going through. Father, we ask your God to continue to bless them. Give them hope, to help them understand. Father, we know that is of the enemy. It comes to do what it to steal, to kill, and to destroy. It's part of the devil work, dear God. But we ask you, God, for us to stay strong and stay strong in these last days. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. All right, another. We can have another prayer. Amen. Amen. We have another prayer. Press 1 on your phone. 561-1413.
Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you for another time, Lord, to magnify and glorify your name, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for giving you all the praise, Lord. We thank you for when we show up, we just show up to the fight. We don't show up to fight, but we show up in praise because we know it's a fixed fight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for healing through the revealed word. Lord, we thank you for the doctrine of truth, Lord. Thank you for Bishop. Thank you for everybody that's on the line, Lord, that's under his tutelage, Lord, through the way of the Holy Spirit. We just thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for being saved. We thank you for being filled with your Holy Ghost. And, Lord, we thank you for minds that's made up, soundness of mind. Lord, we thank you everything operating by the power of God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, we can take another prayer. And remember now, one of the operations that you go through, amen, x-rays, all these different machines man has come up with, amen, is not more powerful than the Word of God. The Word of God, amen, is more powerful than any machine, any x-ray machine there is. Amen. God's Word is more powerful than any thing that you can ever see. You're reading the Word constantly. Reading your word constantly, amen, is a healing factor to your life. Amen. But the word of God is sharp. Amen. Hebrews. We go to the book of Hebrews. Amen. We find out, amen, the word of God is sharp. It cuts. Hebrews 4 and 12. For the word of God is live and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. And there is no creature, this virus is a creature, it changes and mutates, amen, it's from the devil. There is no creature hidden from its sight, but all things are naked and open unto them whom we have given account. God's word, amen, is powerful. It cuts between the marrow and the bone. And any creature that's hidden trying to infect your life, infect your body, amen, is there. The God knows it's there, and he can rebuke it. Amen. That's why the Lord said, my word will not come back. Father, we thank you right now for those that are listening. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for those that are here. They're not here by mistake. You drew them in, oh God, and we ask you to continue to bless them, heal them, and deliver them for this purpose. Amen. First John said that the Son of God would manifest is to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. You can go back to blogtalkradio.com. Amen. / Jesus Christ International Ministries. Amen. You'll find, amen, we're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on your computer, amen, and you can be a part of listening again and sharing somebody else with it, amen. Bless you. Thank you for coming in. I ask you to continue to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. Amen. God bless you, Doctor of Truth. Until next time, amen. We love you.
living for.